Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and blasting from the speakers of most muscle cars and lowriders on the strip. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, a looming kerfuffle at the Board of Patent Appeals.
I hate when kerfuffles do that.
I know. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. A split decision last night in the race for the Democratic nomination. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton each took a state. Obama won by double digits in North Carolina. Much closer in Indiana, Hillary Clinton won there. Obama won the most pledged delegates last night, but of course, it's not just about them. Both campaigns are hard at work spinning the results to win over superdelegates. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson with more.
Clinton's people will be saying, look, if he can't win these white working class voters in the primary, he can't win them in November. Obama will be saying, well, if she can't win black voters now, what makes you think that they're all going to go to her if she's the nominee? The superdelegates are watching these returns. They want to see if he has weathered the Reverend Wright controversy. Is African-American turnout still good enough for him? Does he get the turnout and the huge margins to offset his losses in white areas? And is he doing any worse with white working class voters than he did in Pennsylvania?
NPR's Mara Liasson. The exit polls last night showed voters are thinking about their wallets. Voters in both states picked the economy as the top issue. There was also some sign of ill will between the two camps. Some voters said if their candidate loses, they will not support the other Dem against Republican John McCain in November. While the U.S. race goes on, Russia has a new president. Dmitry Medvedev took the oath of office today. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in Moscow.
42-year-old Medvedev is a lawyer with a softer, kinder image than his mentor Putin, a stern-faced former KGB officer. Medvedev has worked for Putin for the past 17 years and won the presidency last March in an election opposition leaders say was rigged. Many Russians question whether Medvedev will hold any real authority as president. Putin will remain in power as prime minister and head of the country's biggest political party. Putin has already transferred some of the president's powers to the formerly weak post of prime minister. Yesterday, riot police in central Moscow arrested dozens of demonstrators who tried to protest Medvedev's election.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reporting from Moscow. And is America ready for a 51st state? Some politicians in Florida are volunteering. A city in the southern part of the state passed a resolution calling for two states, North Florida and South Florida. They know it isn't going to happen. They're doing it to protest the state legislature. It's in the capital of Tallahassee in the north. The city says leaders up there don't do enough for South Florida. Asked for comment, Governor Charlie Crist just laughed. This time of year, most 18-year-olds are graduating high school, maybe looking to college, but one in Iowa is looking to graduate school. Matthias Gassman is graduating from Iowa State University with two bachelor's degrees, three majors, and a minor. If you're keeping score, that's a BA, a BS, majors in biophysics, German, and classical studies, plus a minor in history. Up next for the teen, a grad program in ancient languages at the University of Minnesota. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.